McDonald's employees are back at work today after a one-day strike yesterday in 10 cities across the country, including this one in St. Louis. Workers say they are protesting sexual harassment at work. Many say managers ignore the allegations or fire employees who make them. Callum Borchers is senior innovation reporter at WBUR. He joins us now. Hi, Callum.
Hi, Jeremy.
So KSHB-TV in Kansas City spoke with one McDonald's employee, Nakisha Eubanks, about some of the treatment she says workers are facing.
Some people have been groped. Some people were trapped out or, you know, approached outside upon leaving work, especially like on the night crews.
Callum, how big were these protests and did they have any impact on business?
Well, as you said, 10 major cities, including Chicago, Los Angeles, Miami, organizers claimed that thousands of workers participated. And they were dramatic scenes, Jeremy. Some women had taped their mouths shut to convey that they feel silenced. And it was a disruption, of course, for customers on National Cheeseburger Day of all days.
I didn't even realize it was National Cheeseburger Day.
Yes.
Do we know how widespread this complaint about sexual harassment is at McDonald's?
Well, it's hard to know about a particular chain, but the National Women's Law Center recently estimated that more than 1 million fast food workers routinely experience abuse in the workplace. And you don't have to look far to see why that might be the case, right? I mean, these are often low-wage workers without job security or financial safety nets. And so abusers know that they probably won't feel empowered to speak up. And the fact that so many did speak up and go on strike is what made yesterday's event so notable.
And this is a problem in the fast food industry overall.
Yeah, the word used by the National Women's Law Center is pervasive. And it's not just fast food, Jeremy. It's the restaurant industry more broadly, right? I mean, in the year since the Harvey Weinstein story launched the Me Too movement, we've heard complaints about sexual harassment at high-end restaurants, too, most notably those run by celebrity chefs like Mario Batali and John Besh, who many of us watched on TV.
These striking workers want McDonald's to create a secure system where they can file complaints and a committee can address the harassment. Has McDonald's responded to these protests?
It has. McDonald's says it has policies and training procedures already in place to prevent sexual harassment and is working to, quote, evolve our policies so everyone who works at McDonald's does so in a secure environment every day. But remember that 15 women from 8 states previously filed sexual harassment complaints with the EEOC 2 years ago. And so the people who were complaining now say the company hasn't done enough to improve conditions since then.
Now, one of the things about low-wage workers, like people who work at McDonald's in many cases, is they may not have the money for legal fees to deal with a lawsuit against the company, and certainly the company has the money to deal with that. Are there outside groups supporting these strikes and this lawsuit?
There are. I already mentioned the National Women's Law Center. There's also the Time's Up Legal Defense Fund. And then yesterday's strike was organized with some help from the Fight for 15. That's the group that's pushing for a $15 minimum wage. They've been in the headlines a lot in the last couple of years. And so what you see there is this connection between low wages and sexual harassment, with the argument being that people who are making single-digit dollars an hour don't feel empowered and are not treated with respect in the workplace.
That's WBUR's Callum Borchers on the McDonald's protest that happened yesterday in 10 cities across the United States. Callum, thank you.
Glad to be with you.